The whole point was to scare each other, but nothing was working. If we were in a horror movie, Harriet said, then our streaming would be stuck buffering at 25 fucking percent. The H's were staying the night at Helen's house. That's how they were known at school, the H's. Helen, Harriet, Holly, and Huntress. Because Helen's mother was a witch, and witches can be scary. Or they should be. But every time they tried to be freaked out by her witchy stuff, tarot cards, smudge sticks, pentacles, cloudy things in murky jars, one-eyed cats, frogs, her pet lizard named Wizard, it all fell back into the same reality. Oh, right. We've seen this before. This is Helen's house. We come here all the time. We swim in the lake outside. We play in the woods. We know her mother doesn't put anything funny in the spaghetti sauce. They tried scary stories and wandering around in the green dark trees and jumping out at each other, and they all screamed good-naturedly, except for Huntress. The H's were getting tired of this. The H's were getting tired of Huntress feeling special because she had a weird cool name and because her parents let her put a purple streak in her mink brown hair and because she'd already graduated out of trainer bras. More bored than tired, they ended up down at the lake around midnight with a pilfered six-pack of hard lemonades. It could have been eerie, but instead it all felt irritably reassuring. The moon with its gown trailing across the water, the night animals crackling their twigs, the breeze warm and soft as breath. They chucked rocks into the black water, feigning the occasional chill. They whispered, "What was that?" as if they'd heard something. Their thoughts slithered as they looked for ways to frighten each other, so many glinting silverfish wriggling around the dark folds of their brains. It was Huntress who spoke up first. "You ever think about how people used to burn witches?" They all pictured the same thing at the same time. Helen's mom tied up somewhere, writhing and screaming through her gag while grinning people in black hats and buckled shoes pressed torches to her feet. "She isn't really a witch," Helen said, squeezing her knees up to her still flat chest. She could see Huntress's boobs lolling free inside her nightshirt, her nipples sticking up like they were trying to point something out. "Their neighbors did that to them," Huntress continued. She stared out at the lake as if she couldn't care less whether the other H's were listening. Their neighbors burned them alive. Their friends and family. I mean, that's messed up, right? Strangers? Okay. Strangers hate strangers. The fear of the unknown. Okay. But their friends and family and neighbors. She let out a breath, shaking her head, that purple streak shining in her hair. You ever think about that? About how everyone wants girls dead? I mean, everyone. Even other girls.